Hey there, my name is Eric Olson. I'm the CEO of Array Digital and the host of Marketers Anonymous. You're about to hear from some of the best minds in marketing today. Find out more about the podcast, our guests, and our in-person meetups at marketersanon.com. And now, on to the show. What's happening, Marketers Anonymous? It's Eric Olson, your host. I have a special guest here today. I'm super excited to have Zach Miller. What's up, Zach?
Howdy doody.
Howdy doody. All right, so Zach just put out a book called Anomaly, and I've got it in my hands right here, and it says How to Finally Stand Out from the Crowd. So I've known Zach for a while from Hash, from back in the day, and I never realized that Zach wanted to put out a book until he came to me about, well, didn't really come to me, but he told me about a year ago that he was working on the book, and I wanted to know more about it, and he said that he was getting it published out of New York City. And I was kind of surprised. So what I wanted to find out, Zach, is who'd you get it published by and what was that process like to find the publisher?
Thanks for having me, Eric. Okay, so quick backstory. I was thinking about writing this book, and I'll give you a timeline of roughly July of 2017. I had the idea after reflecting on kind of the last decade of my life saying, is there a question that every business or people are asking me over and over and over again? And I said, I think so, but what is that? And so after a bunch of reflecting, I realized that it was some form of, I have an idea, I have a business, I have an app, I have a tool, I have a brand, it's doing well, it's doing bad. But the overall concept of that was, I want more people to see it. So how can I stand out to be seen? And I said, oh, cool, maybe I could write a book about it. And that's when I do what I think anyone would want to do when there's a book, is you go to Google Docs, you create a document that says book, and then you let it sit there for like 6 months. And so that's kind of basically what happened. But then over the next 3 months, basically what happened was I decided on a name. So a guy on my team was getting an email that said like a daily word, and the word like 2 days before was anomaly. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Let's do that. We went on Amazon to see if there was other books called Anomaly. There wasn't, at least not in this genre. And then came up with a cover, a general synopsis, which is basically just like, hey, if you want to stand out, if you want to be seen, you have to do things completely different than everyone else. A table of contents that was basically based on a webinar that we had already done. And I took that and I showed it to a friend, and we had a basic landing page too. That was basically like all that stuff in one.
Right.
And I reached out to a friend and I said, hey, I'm thinking about writing a book. So now we're in January of 2018. Early January of 2018 is where we are in that whole process. Still, I was thinking about, at that point, self-publishing, but I reached out to my friend and I said, hey, what do you think I should do? And he said, oh, let me look at this. Looks great. I like it. You should call David. And David is this publisher at Morgan James Publishing in New York who, like, I know, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how you...
Like it was kind of in your network, or you met him once, or you knew a friend of a friend?
Yeah, friend of a friend, never met him, but he actually is the publisher of the only book that I've ever bought for someone else. And so there's a Russell Brunson book called .com Secrets, and Morgan James was the publisher for that. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. And so I just literally reached out to David, and I said, I think the subject line literally is, can I buy you lunch? Or hey, that's a big one for me. And I said, hey, David, I would love to just get together, talk about this whole thing. And I sat and waited for 24 hours, and he responded back and said, well, I'm in town. I said, okay. He goes, and I have to eat lunch, so let's do it. And so when we went, I really just wanted him to be on my podcast, and I wanted access to all of his authors. So I was trying to provide value to them. I still wasn't thinking about writing the book, and I definitely wasn't thinking about
them. So you reached out to him to be a guest, not to pitch your book.
Correct.
So you already had gone through the process of writing the table of contents and the cover art and all that stuff. He was a publisher. Why didn't you connect the dots as far as like, hey, this guy can publish my book?
Because I don't think you hit a home run on the first date, right? So I think that everyone is asking him those questions. What can I do to provide him more value?
Was that intentional, though? Was that your strategy to get to him, or?
No, I really just wanted to interview him on my show and have access to all of his authors, because yeah. I figured if I'm going to do this, there's no better people to learn from than people who have already done this. So if I could get all those guests on my show, I could be learning from them. And again, yes, maybe in the back of my head I said, oh, maybe this publisher could do it, sure. But I wasn't going there doing that because, again, I don't think – what I've learned in life is you don't win big things on the first try. So create a relationship with that person and then ease into it. What happened, though, is during this conversation, I feel like the first time in my life, too, I just sat back and let him talk, which was really interesting. And so I didn't get any words. His name's David Hancock. And so towards, let's say, the last quarter of an hour-long meeting – he asked me some questions about some of the stuff that I had done. And then he says something like, oh, well, we would be interested in publishing Anomaly. And I was like, that's interesting. Wow. And I ignored it. And I was like, whatever, what is this guy talking about? Then about 5 minutes later, he basically says the same thing again. And I call him out on it. I'm like, okay, dude, like, how many times do you meet someone on their first time, first date and offer this? He goes, well, I don't. And we've published thousands of books. And so I come up with a catchy line that says, so I'm the anomaly, huh? And he laughed. And so he goes, cool, like this is, I said, what would the next steps be? He said, I want you to send me the table of contents, the webinar that this is based off of, the cover, the synopsis, and that's it. And then if I like it, we'll actually send the contract. And then we did the negotiation stuff back and forth. But really, it was genuinely try to meet with people and learn from other people, and other things will happen out of that. But if you go for the sell so quickly when that's what everyone else is doing, I think you're missing out on a bigger picture out of that.
Yeah, so many people say the exact same thing. Don't ask for someone to marry you on the very first date. And we see that a lot in the business world, and especially when we're pitching, we're very aggressive and we'll ask people for their business before they even know our names practically or what we do or whether we're a fit. So that's pretty interesting that the book publishing world worked the same way. And it's actually super interesting that you reached out to him without the intent of getting published, like whether that was in the back of your mind or not, you really just actually wanted him on the podcast.
I think that he asked me for an agenda, and I believe I gave him four things. Number one was, I want to put you on my show, which, by the way, to this date, he still hasn't been on my show, which is kind of funny. Yeah. It was, I want all of your authors to know that they can come to me to be on my show
right
when they're released.
So you're offering him value by getting his authors a little bit of PR, which helps sell his books.
Yeah. Number three was, do book tours work? Which, funny story, he said they don't. So if you happen to be in that city, do a book signing, do these things, whatever, but don't intentionally do it. They don't work anymore. They might have worked years before. They don't. Right. And then number four is, I'm considering writing a book. What do you think? Right? And those were the four things. I didn't say, hey, I'm writing this book and I want you to be my publisher. Because honestly, I was going to self-publish at that point. Yeah. And I was going through the whole process of doing that because I thought that would be an easier thing to do. And at this point, I think it was better that I went with them because it gave me even more credibility to say New York City publisher actually published. And these guys are good at one thing. They're good at publishing a book, right? I think that a lot of people don't think about this. They try and find Jack and Jills of all trades that are really good at a lot of things or okay at a lot of things instead of one group that is good at one thing. And they were good at that one thing. And I basically have worked with them to be the best publisher possible for me.
Yep. Okay, so I'm guessing that they kind of held your hand through this whole process and did they give you a timeline? Did you give them a timeline? Did they tell you like, hey, you need to do these things in this order? Did they coach you along the way?
So I created the first deadline and then I missed it and probably didn't tell them. And they were like, oh, where are you with this? And throughout this whole process, I've learned that like there's just from an editor, not necessarily from a publisher standpoint, but there's like a lot of moving parts. So like I wrote the book roughly in 5 or 6 weeks. I know that seems ridiculous, but then for 6 months it was being massaged by a bunch of other people. So it's not like that it was done in 5 or 6 weeks. The raw form of 60,000 words was done in the 5 or 6 weeks. We set dates. What's interesting is the book has basically been done since early September, but doesn't go release until April.
Yeah.
There's a whole long process there because they have to sell it to the bookstores. They want to build up my notoriety and so that when it does go out, you know, we sell a lot of books. So
I know that when you first announced the information or, you know, the fact that you were getting published, it was news to me that you got published, but then you also put the news out in a way that I thought was really interesting, and I kind of picked up on what you were doing. You didn't say who the publisher was per se, but you said it was a New York City publisher. Mm-hmm. Was that, how important was that to you, that it was New York City, or was it just important that it was out of the area?
Yeah, I think New York City is like the granddaddy of them all for book publishers. So to be able to say that was more powerful than the actual publisher at that point. Now I'll say both. I just think it was trying to leverage keywords that might get better traction from something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think when people think, you know, I live in southeastern Virginia. So if they say, you know, Virginia Beach publisher, that's very different than someone in New York City saying this is a New York City publisher doing it. I think it just has more notoriety, and whatever you can do to, I use this words while literally doing quotation marks, manipulating someone's mind in that case, like publish is published, but by making that even stronger by saying New York City on it makes you stronger. Nothing in there is a lie, but it's just saying, okay, they're a New York City publishing house. Say that, right? So when can you use keywords to better the story? And I think that's what I did.
Yep. Use it to your advantage. Well, cool. I've read through the book. I think it's great. And if anyone's going to buy the book, which I definitely recommend you do, turn to page 66. There's a little quote, a little, what are these called? A little?
Called case studies.
Case studies. A little case study with me. Eric Olson had a similar idea, and it goes on for 5 or 6 sentences. I appreciate being in the book, Zach. Thank you. All right, so how can someone get this book?
My website, Zach Miller Says, it's Zack Miller Says, SAYS.com/anomaly, or just go to the homepage and you'll find it there. Anomaly, how to finally stand out from the crowd.
All right.
And then all my, you can find me anywhere at Zack Miller Says. So.
Fantastic. All right, thanks for your time, Zach.
Thank you.
Be the anomaly.
Be a pioneer.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Have a question about marketing? Let us know and we may answer it here. Reach out at marketersandon.com. See you next time.